This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Pertaining to his business dealings and his service as President of the United States will be strictly adhered to. And he set that tone from the very beginning.
All right, Mike Pence, the VP, making it clear, do not worry about what we're doing transition-wise, meaning the president-elect has set the precedent, so nothing is going to happen that is not going to be in accordance with the laws. That's where we start. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. Alec Baldwin was back on Saturday Night Live imitating Trump, and a lot of people are talking about Donald Trump and the transition team. That's what certainly comedians and politics, and that's part of what Saturday Night Live cuts their teeth on. Certainly any politician who comes into office, you are fresh meat for late night TV, for the comedians, etc. But Donald Trump moved his transition team, or interviews anyway, from Manhattan to his New Jersey golf course and interviewed some people at that course for a couple of days, decided to get out of the city. One name emerged, James Mad Dog Mathis. Looks like he could be somebody that we would potentially see as a new cabinet member. You know, the recent choices for certain spots, and he would be a defense chief. Recent names that have come up for attorney general, national security advisor, chief White House strategist have been some of the names that we thought would be there in the first place. But Trump is trying to mend some fences with more moderate Republicans, too. He interviewed Mitt Romney for Secretary of State over the weekend. He also invited his ousted transition chief, Chris Christie, to come and talk to him at the golf club on Sunday. So Mike Pence also spent some time with Donald Trump. In fact, they went to a church service very close to the golf course at a Presbyterian church, and there were conversations about who could fill certain positions as Secretary of Defense. That would be General James Mathis. He's being considered for Secretary of Defense. Donald Trump said he is a general's general. So he may end up being the guy. He's a retired Marine Corps general who led CENTCOM for 3 years, and he was the guy who oversaw the withdrawal from Iraq and the surge in Afghanistan. Rudy Giuliani, we know, is being considered for Secretary of State. I mentioned Mitt Romney. His name comes up in that same category. And then there are a slew of others, too, that we've seen. And I think 4,000 jobs is a lot of jobs. Those jobs are not being filled. All those jobs are not being filled by Donald Trump, just the top jobs. And then the staff, whatever the top job is, the staff fills in the rest of those. But Senator Jeff Sessions as Attorney General, that's come up. And Mike Pompeo as CIA Director. Retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn as National Security Advisor. We already know Steve Bannon is the guy who is the chief strategist. So this is pretty quick. This is quick with interviews. This is quick with focusing on who's coming in the door to get them all up to speed. So maybe we're going to see a lot of movement. It wouldn't be surprising to me to see a lot of very, very quick movement once Trump takes office. There is always, for anybody, a little bit of a settling in moment or two, but maybe that's the idea. How much of it can we jump right on right away and dive into this and move forward with, and instead of waiting, let's just go for it and get these spots up and going. Now, some of them, of course, there's approvals that would have to be made, but you look at who's in Washington, I don't know that there would be as much controversy over some of the people who are being considered, because ultimately, who's part of that approval process? And I guess, to me, that's what you have to think about. Who sits in that position where they make those decisions, right? And Pence is going to have a major role. That's already pretty clear that he's definitely going to have Donald Trump's ear. That was the whole idea. And the same thing with Bannon, and the same thing with Reince Priebus. All three of them are going to be close advisors to Donald Trump, at least to begin with. The other buzz in the air coming off of what happened on the campaign trail is where the Trumps are going to live. Trump's saying Melania and his son Barron are going to wait on moving to the White House. They're going to get through the school year first and then move down to Washington. And I don't know if that's permanently or he goes back to school in New York, but that's a little bit unusual. But it is the middle of the school year, and that's what they decided, and I think they pretty much put that out there anyway, ahead of the facts, so there you go. Then there was a lot of conversation about Hamilton, the Broadway musical, and Mike Pence going to the Broadway musical and getting booed by some of the people in the audience. And he came out and he said, listen, I wasn't offended. I was okay. I'm okay. I wasn't offended. Meaning that he didn't criticize the show's cast for addressing him from the stage after the plays end on Friday night, saying he wasn't upset. He understood their message. He said, I didn't hear what was said from the stage. I can tell you I wasn't offended by what was said. I'll leave to others whether that was appropriate, the right venue to say it or not. He was on Fox News on Sunday, and he talked about that. And this came on the heels of Donald Trump's Saturday morning Twitter comment on Hamilton, accusing the cast of harassing Pence. And in the tweet, in one of his tweets, Trump said, you know, apologize. They should apologize. He said the cast and producers of Hamilton, which he said, I hear is highly overrated, should apologize to Mike Pence for their terrible behavior. Brandon Dix, who plays Aaron Burr in the musical, began the message by thanking Pence for attending the play and saying, we hope you will hear us out. And he said, we are the diverse Americans who are alarmed and anxious that your new administration won't protect us or planet or children or parents or defend us and uphold our inalienable rights. And then Pence talked about those comments, as I mentioned, on Fox News Sunday. Hang with us. More Odds and Ends coming up on America Tonight.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Once again, as we click on yet another week here on the show, it's really sinking in, and President-elect Trump is moving pretty quickly in interviewing for those top spots with an idea in mind of who could fill them, and of course, a support system around him. I mentioned who I think are the big three. Everybody has a big three in their life. Sometimes it's one or more people than three, but usually it's maybe three or five. And he's got the three as far as the political, I think maybe four, because you could include his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who he is relying on, I think, heavily, because there's been conversation about him having sort of a strategist role. But more interviews are happening, more decisions are being made, and then you go through the process. And I think the idea here, obviously, is to jump on all of this very quickly and to, as I keep saying, it's clear to hit the ground running as fast as possible. There was some controversy, as there is, it seems, every single day. This time it was over the Hamilton cast booing Pence and then saying something to him, talking to him from the stage, and then Trump demanding an apology, but Pence actually handling it well, to be honest. When he was on one of the Sunday Swirl, I call it the Sunday Swirl because it's the pundits, one of the Sunday Swirl shows saying that, you know, hey, he thought the show was great and it was fine, and said to his daughters, this is democracy in action. It wasn't like the whole theater booed him, but there was some boos. And I saw that. I was out at Belmont. I was out at the Belmont during one of the Triple Crown seasons, so a Triple Crown race. And the Clintons were there. It was after Bush was president, so it was well after that. But Bill Clinton was there, and Hillary Clinton, she was there. They were there for some reason. And when they stepped out, and they stepped out kind of along the track, and somebody, they introduced them over the loudspeaker, there was a lot of boos then, and I remember thinking, wow, I mean, that's true. So people feel pretty strongly about it, and boom, they booed him. Not everybody, but it was the same kind of thing, and I think that's what happened with Pence. But like I said, he handled it well and said, you know, so what? No biggie, because there wasn't like the whole house booed him and whatever, but it certainly made giant news. It definitely made giant news, as did Trump tapping Senator Jeff Sessions for Attorney General. A lot of opinions on Jeff Sessions. And as Reince Priebus said, listen, he said one line 30 years ago. Would you want to be judged by one line 30 years ago? So we'll see how all that goes over. But there's been some response that Sessions is too radical, and that the Senate hearing is going to be, these issues will come up in the Senate hearing. But again, you have to look at how the deck is stacked, and it's stacked certainly in the Republican favor. So I don't know, it might not be as difficult for him to get through as some would think. All right, he's changed his name from Grimm to Creme de la Creme. He's with us now. How are you? Did you have a good weekend?
Oh, yeah, I had a great weekend. But, you know, you can also use the other ones. You know, I mean, it rolls off the tongue.
The other ones.
Yeah, well, it rolls off the tongue just as well, you know, creamy or creme or cremster.
That's,
you know,
true. That's true. Easier. Yes, I love it. That's funny.
You know, it depends on my mood. Like I said, you know, I had to change my call sign because everything's going good. I mean, hey, Kate, let's just go back to when you remember when Paul Ryan was the videotape of him walking out on top of the Capitol building, looking out over it, and, you know, just kind of walking Trump through.
Yes, uh-huh.
After he was elected. Well,
uh-huh.
Right then and there, you know, because I was kind of getting worried how he was cozying up. You know, I almost, you know, was going to switch next day over to Grimm. But, you know, because, you know, some of the things that were being said, but it was all negative. And,
right.
You know, it's turned out kind of negative. But I got to thinking then, you know, I said, what was he practicing? Now, if you go back and you read one of his books, can you remember the book he's going by?
One of the books he's going by, Art of the Deal?
You got it.
Yeah.
Could you see how he's gradually worked that book into what he's doing right now? I can.
Yeah. Yeah.
If anybody wants to see what he's doing, just pick it up and start reading. He's like on about step four.
Right. You're right. That's funny. Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, kind of more importantly, I've been real worried because, you know, we got family that's in law enforcement, and I tell you, that shooting down in San Antonio, that, you know, that's just execution style there, walking up on that police officer.
Yeah.
This has got to stop.
Awful. I know. It's it's frightening to me. I just don't understand it. I don't understand it. And, you know, it's going to get to the point where we have people who we won't even have people that want to be police officers, and
right.
As you and I both know, there are some amazing people who serve, and it's frightening. I mean, so for people who don't know the story, the San Antonio officer was shot to death during a traffic stop. I mean, just sad.
Well, he was walked
awful.
Up to. He was
yeah.
walked, His car stopped behind him, walked up, shot him once, reached in the window, and shot him again. Both
I
shots
know.
In the head, I think, if I remember right. But
unbelievable,
you know,
that's
execution style. I mean, you know, you hear it on CSI when they, you know, do all these, you know, crime scene investigators. Well, you know, he's kneeling down like he's being executed, you know, shot in the head. But
I know, terrible. 20-year vet from the department, too. Just, and his patrol car was just outside of police headquarters. Not even
yeah,
a care
right.
about it being a police headquarters.
Right outside, yeah. This is just ridiculous. This stuff.
And they don't, and they haven't found him.
No, this has got to stop. It's just, I mean.
I agree.
I mean. But anyhow, also I wanted to talk too about everybody got to watch Obama. He's stirring up a beehive nest out there for foreign affairs for Trump to fall into. I noticed that from the very beginning on his soundbite with the news when he, I think it was Greece, his first stop, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was. And he basically saying, well, with this new president coming in here, I don't know what you can expect. Well, that don't yeah. help nothing.
I know.
I mean, and he's in Canada today, and it. I just want to say, you know, all them foreign countries, just remember that you're better off every time a Republican steps in. You've always been better off with Republicans. Although he does want to do with the Hayes Act away with that. You know, he wants
yeah.
these other foreign countries to start picking up their fair share. And I agree with that.
And of course, they're not going to like that.
No, they may not like that,
yeah,
but
yeah,
we'll
yeah.
still be supportive. It's just that
right.
show us, you know, Trump stated, you got to show us a little bit. Yeah, I mean,
I
you got to pick up a little bit of the bill. You know, if it's a little too rough, we'll always be there. But, you know, show some effort.
I know.
They, you know, it's always calling on us to start with, right off the bat. America,
I
come
know.
Help us. And we never got
yeah.
paid. We wrote off World War II debt. We never totally
yeah.
got paid for that. I don't know if you know your history about that.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
And well, you know, it's just like France, Vietnam was actually the French's problem. And we
yeah, that's true.
That.
That's true. And then we look at the problems that we have in the economic situations. And listen, there's only so much to go around, and that's part of the problem, for sure.
And then you turn around, now we're doing business with Vietnam.
Right. Exactly.
You know, same with China and Russia.
Yeah.
I mean, this is socialism. This is why we couldn't let it take control of America, because who was going to help them out?
Yeah. Yeah, then we're stuck. You're right. I mean, you know, some of it, poor policy and just letting the same policy stand and not putting it under a microscope is also obviously part of the problem. Thanks, Prim, definitely. Stay with us. Coming up next, we're talking to Dick Stolle as we look back at JFK. Wow, what a great conversation we had with Dick, and it was worth, I think, revisiting that as I just was at the 6th Floor Museum. Hang with us on America Tonight.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life?
Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Often here on America Tonight, the assassination of JFK, as so many of you know, our satellite facility where I am for the GCN network is in Dallas, Texas, probably about, maybe 10 miles tops from the grassy knoll. And ever since the president was assassinated on November 22nd, 1963, a lot of people have talked about different conspiracy theories. There certainly have been many books written about it and a lot of push and pull on what happened to JFK and certainly what happened to the city of Dallas. And a lot of people that come to the city go to the book depository and they can actually soak in some of the history and different workings that they have going on there, different pieces about what's happened and how it was written and portrayed by different journalists and whatnot. And we have one of those journalists with us right now, Dick Stolle. He is the journalist who actually got the Zapruder film for Life exclusively 50 years ago. Dick, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
My pleasure, Kate.
First of all, take us through the steps of what happened. I mean, I'm sure you've done this with other people, but bear with us. But that day, and as everything was unfolding and all the chaos, what was it like for you?
Well, I was based in L.A. I was the L.A. bureau chief for life. We got the news. Another reporter and two photographers and I jumped on plane, flew to Dallas, and I was setting up a kind of a temporary bureau in the Adolphus Hotel right downtown when I got a phone call from a stringer, that is a part-time correspondent for life, a woman named Patsy Swank. She had spent the afternoon at the Dallas Police Department and had gone home to fix dinner for her kids. She got a phone call from a reporter friend who said he'd heard from a cop. Now, this is the way these things go. Who had heard that a businessman had been in Dealey Plaza with a movie camera and had photographed the assassination. And I thought, wow. And she said he couldn't spell the name, but this is how he pronounced it. And I picked up the phone book and ran my finger down the Z's, and there was Zapruder, Abraham, just the way she pronounced it. So I started calling him, and about 11 o'clock at night, I reached him, very weary voice answering. I identified myself, asked a few questions. Yes, he had been a Dealey Plaza. Yes, he had photographed it, and yes, he had seen the film himself. And I asked him if I could come out right then, and this was a man who had seen a murder that afternoon.
Wow!
And he asked me very sincerely, please don't. And sometimes in his business, you know, you have to push, and sometimes you feel that pushing is not a very good idea. And thank God I came to the second conclusion. And so he said, please come to my garment factory at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, Saturday. I got there at 8, and because I was pretty sure other reporters would have heard the same thing, as indeed did happen. So at 8 o'clock that morning, there were two Secret Service agents in his office, and he said he was about to show the film to them, showing their inability to do their most important job, which is to protect the President of the United States. So he showed the film to the three of us, and it was that familiar snaking around Dealey Plaza, and the first shot, or actually the first shot missed, the second shot, which hit Kennedy and then went into Governor Connally. And then a few seconds later, this awful, awful frame 313, where the whole top of the president's head flies up into the air. Kate, the sound you just made is the sound that all three of us made when we saw that headshot. It was as if we had been gut punched simultaneously.
Wow. And then the decision comes, as you say, this is so overwhelming almost to see this, and then life decides you're going to feature this, and you publish about, what, 30 frames of it in black and white? Is that what happened?
22 the first time. We did not publish in that first issue. We did not publish the headshot, the frame 313. We just felt, on behalf of the Kennedy family, they had been through enough. They didn't have to see that.
Yeah, wow. And, you know, Life magazine, even from what I understand, if I'm right about this, that just a few years afterwards, even had a film lab try to, you know, make a copy of the original. And, of course, I can imagine there must have been massive requests. And then there was the investigation, the Warren Commission and all of that. Were they breathing down your throat with the Warren Commission, I can imagine? Because they had the frames, you know,
well,
obviously.
We started making copies of the film right away. Well, for one thing, that film was very fragile, and it deteriorates quickly. So we started making copies right away. And we gave them to all law enforcement local, state, and federal. We gave it to the Warren Commission. We gave it to the FBI, the CIA, the Secret Service. We sent when Jim Garrison had that trial of Clay Shaw down in New Orleans. We sent a copy down there because he subpoenaed it, but we did not. And partly this is because Zapruder said to me when we were negotiating, he said, "I do not want this film exploited." And he used the word exploit again and again. And so I conveyed this to the Life people, and that was what competition was one reason, of course, but another was to try to honor Mr. Zapruder's feelings about the film. We did not sell it to, we sold individual frames to European picture magazines. We never sold the film itself to either television or to motion pictures.
And you know, the conversations you have with Zapruder, and you, as you mentioned, the three of you standing there and watching it, which is just so wild to even think about that. It was one of those moments where he was excited and he was filming the president, and he just happened to have his home video camera rolling. Is that how pretty much it went down?
Well, he was an 8mm buff. He did a lot of filming of family and kids and employees, and when the people in the office heard that the president's motorcade was coming half a block away, they all said, Mr. Z is what they called him, "You've got to bring your movie camera in." Now, there were a lot of coincidences, and here's one. It was raining when he got up that morning, and he left his camera at home. And when he got to the office, they asked, "Where's your camera?" And he said, it looked to him, the weather was terrible. Well, it cleared up, the sun came out, and they persuaded him to drive all the way back home and get his camera. He was that close to never taking these pictures. Then he went out onto Didi. He wasn't going to shoot from his office. He was on the seventh floor of the building overlooking Dealey Plaza. He couldn't see very much from there, so he walked down. He found the one place on an abutment, the one place where he could photograph the entire thing from beginning to end. And he was always, even when he was speaking to me, he was embarrassed by the fact that this middle-aged garment manufacturer had taken pictures of this momentous event, whereas all of these world-famous photographers who were covering the president were back in the press bus and didn't get a single frame.
Oh, wow. And so you go through this process, you have this Zapruder film, and, you know, constantly it's a source of information and I think horror for some people. Just, there's so many things that it conjures up, there's no doubt about it. And Life magazine couldn't have been bigger then, and you go on, you move on to other assignments. But were you always, because of now what's happened, your relationship to this story, are you always, in your lifetime, have you been fascinated by all the things that have been written and said about that day? And there's also conspiracy theories and whatnot. Do you pay attention to all of that, Dick?
Oh, I've been following it for 50 years. I'm actually named in two conspiracy theories. That I'm part of the conspiracy. I have to say, Kate, that Mr. Zapruder himself felt that Lee Harvey Oswald was the lone shooter and did it on his own. And I came to this conclusion fairly quickly, and in 50 years of reading many books and listening to a lot of conspiracy theories, some of which are very well done and very credible, but I believe that it was Lee Harvey Oswald by himself with no help.
All right, perfect place to end this. What a pleasure, Dick, to have you on the show. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Kate, Thank you. My pleasure.
Thank you.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah.
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
President-elect Donald Trump, there's a lot of concern and a lot of interest, depending on where you fall on climate change, as to what's going to be the new policy. Climate change expert Tom Harris is the executive director of the International Climate Science Coalition. He joins us now. He's in our virtual green room, no pun intended. Hey, Tom, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. How are you, Kate?
So first of all, tell us what's going to be Donald Trump's stance on what's happening, how much money is being pumped into climate change and these Paris Accords and all of that.
Well, hopefully he's going to start doing what he said he would do. He said he would focus on clean air and clean water. And those are the things, of course, that we control and that in some parts of the United States really need work. The trouble is, over the last few decades, actually, more and more money has gone out of the environmental clean air, clean water movement onto trying to control climate change that might someday happen. You know, one thing people don't realize is that if you actually check the records, what you find is that very little climate change is happening right now. In fact, over the last 120 years, there's only been a 0.85 degrees Celsius temperature rise across the Earth, according to the UN. And if you look at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration website, you can see that the extreme weather records that are set per state are actually going down. So the whole climate issue is based on computer models of what might happen in the future. And it's interesting, Kate, because Roy Spencer, who's the expert on satellite measurements of temperature from orbit, he actually presented to Congress just a couple of months ago showing that the computer models do not match what's been happening over the last 30 years. And so he says that, this is Roy Spencer, he says that it's not a good thing to use these models for billion-dollar climate policies. So, indeed, climate changes, and people do need help adapting to whatever does happen. But the idea that we control it, that sounds pretty far-fetched. So I think that President-elect Trump, it's a little hard to say, but President-elect Trump, I think that he's really on track, really, focusing on things we do control, like air and water pollution.
All right, so and so I agree with you on the air and water pollution. There's no question about that. We know that. We look at what's happened, like in Flint, Michigan, of course, and Trump has talked about that. Trump has talked about those things that you mentioned. This, the idea of the Paris Accord, the fact that it's got enough backing that it can, that before the election it comes out, and now you have Secretary of State John Kerry saying that he's going to do everything he can to implement the Paris Accord before Donald Trump takes office. So what happens if the if we bounce back to that and the accord goes into effect? What can Trump do with that? Because I guess the earliest date for withdrawal, I didn't realize this, isn't until 2020.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, at the very end, it says that you cannot announce your withdrawal from the Paris Agreement until 3 years after it comes into force, and it came into force on November 4th. So, and then it doesn't, then your withdrawal does not actually take effect until a year after that. So you're right. Trump's first term would be finishing right about the time the U.S. would be pulled out of Paris, if in fact he were to do it that way. But you know, all of these U.N. agreements are based on something called the Framework Convention on Climate Change. That is the climate agreement that was signed by President George Bush the first in Rio in 1992. And the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, it also has a withdrawal clause that you can withdraw within 3 years to take effect a year later. But you have to remember the FCCC, it actually came into force in 1994, and so we're way past that 3 years. So you can pull out of the Framework Convention, which is the foundation of the Paris Accord, with only 1 year's notice, effectively. And it says right here at the end of the Framework Convention, it says, and I'll read it, it says, any party that withdraws from the convention shall be considered as also having withdrawn from any protocol to which it is a party. So what that means is that the Kyoto Protocol, the Paris Agreement, all those things the U.S. would be out of if they pull out of the Framework Convention.
Yeah. What do you think the reaction to that will be?
Oh, I'm sure around the world they'd be horrified.
Yeah.
They would say, oh, the U.S. is destroying the climate, you know. But I mean, the trouble is, this Framework Convention shouldn't actually be allowed. I mean, the resolution that was passed by the Senate in 1997, the Bury Siegel regulation, Bert Hagel actually it was called, and what they said, and they voted 95-0 in favor of this resolution, they said the United States would not enter into any agreement that is founded on the Framework Convention if it doesn't give equal targets, you know, targets that are enforceable, targets that are real to developing nations. And Obama's just ignored that, and the Senate has not pushed back. It never should have happened that the Paris Agreement should have been approved, because it is based on the Framework Convention and it does have an out clause for developing nations. You know, most people don't realize this. They look at the targets that are apparently applicable for India and China, and they think that they're actually going to be forced to abide by them. But there is an out clause, and it says very clearly in the Paris Agreement and actually in all the fundamental UN documents, it says that the first and overriding priority for developing nations is poverty alleviation and development, not climate change. So if, in fact, turning off their coal stations, which is, you know, a major source of carbon dioxide emissions, if that will reduce their poverty alleviation and development, which, of course, it would, because coal is the cheapest form of power around the world, then they don't have to abide by the Paris Agreement at all. And we don't have that particular luxury. It is interesting, Kate, that in these UN treaties, like the FCCC, for example, which the Paris Agreement is based on, they're not one treaty. They're two treaties. There's one for us and one for developing nations. And for developing nations, they're entirely different rules, not just with regards to whether they actually have to do it, but also with regards to monitoring and compliance and all sorts of things. So, sadly, the Paris Agreement is very much like the Kyoto Protocol, where only about one-fifth of the world will be held to emission limits.
Wow. Yeah, that's it. And again, there goes the inequity anyway, and of course, part of the problem of that. Tom, I mentioned this at the top, that you were the executive director of the International Climate Science Coalition. Tell us about that, because when people hear it, I don't think they understand what that means.
Yeah. Well, in 2007, the New Zealand Climate Science Coalition found they were getting so much interest in their nonpartisan approach, because, you know, we have socialists as well as right-wingers in our group, and most of them are nonpartisan, that they started the International Climate Science Coalition to actually represent them at UN conferences and other things. And they brought on 25 science advisors from all over the world, from about 10 different countries. And in 2008, they brought me on as executive director because I had, you know, been focusing on the field for quite some time. But, you know, the interesting thing is that we don't say that climate change isn't real. We don't say that it doesn't affect people. What we say is that the likelihood that we can control it is very small. So what we should do is help people adapt to climate change, you know, by helping the Africans build wells and by burying our electrical cables underground. A good example is when Hurricane Sandy hit New York City, there were areas of Manhattan that did not lose its power, its internet, its telephone. It kept everything, and it's because their cables were buried underground. So that's the kind of thing you should do to prepare for extreme weather and for climate change. Whether we can control it, that's a totally different question. But sadly, around the world, they're only spending 6% of the $1 billion a day that goes to climate finance. They're only spending 6% of it on adaptation, and we think that's a big mistake.
Right. So makes sense to me. If you're not using it toward adaptation, what are you using it toward? Where's all that money going?
Well, it's going to try to stop climate change that might happen decades in the future. And in particular, most of it's going to alternative energy like wind turbines. And, you know, that's really a problem. I have a friend who lives only a kilometer from a 62-story high wind turbine, and it's not nice. I mean, she gets this ultrasound pummeling her house day and night all the time. And, you know, so these are not without their own environmental impacts as well. And, of course, in places like California and Spain, they kill millions of birds. So, yeah, the idea that we're going to stop climate change with wind turbines is pretty far-fetched.
Yeah, it's interesting you talk about that, because I spent some time in Palm Springs, and of course they have massive amounts of wind turbines, and I've talked to people there that tell me about the bird problem especially.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And in fact, it's interesting. My daughter and wife were in Scotland on holidays, and they found that the Scottish eagle, which soars between the mountains in Scotland, is forecast to go extinct because that's exactly where they're putting all the wind turbines. So I don't know how that's an environmentally friendly solution.
Yeah, interesting. All right, Tom Harris, thanks so much for stopping by. We'll talk to you again.
Okay, thanks, Kate.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, Numana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only Numana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the Numana difference.
America-made food stores. I love to eat. Yum!
Hi,
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.